Module 5, Unit 8, page 60, exercise 2.
Hi, Samu. What are you working on? It's your English essay, isn't it?
Hello, Harry. Yes, it is, and you're just in time. You did English at university last year, didn't you? Could you explain something to me?
I'll try. What do you want to know?
Well, I have to write my opinions on the following topic. Should we use more gender-neutral language in our writing?
Well, what do you think?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
Ah, you don't understand what gender-neutral means, do you?
No, not really.
Okay, I'll tell you what I understand by the term, shall I? It means, wherever possible, we should try and use neutral words instead of words referring specifically to male or female gender.
Yes, but that doesn't help me to answer the question in my essay, does it?
I haven't finished yet. Traditionally, the masculine form has always been used in sentences where a gender-neutral form would be preferable. Many people these days prefer to use a neutral form whenever possible.
Why is that?
Well, it shows that the speaker doesn't feel that certain roles are suitable only for men or only for women. So when you are talking about a profession, for example, you should really imply that both men and women can do it, instead of either men or women.
I see. So instead of saying a businessman or a sales lady, we should use neutral words like business person or sales assistant.
That's right. Use firefighter instead of fireman, or head teacher instead of headmaster or headmistress. And instead of saying something like, everyone needs to think about the language he or she uses, it's now acceptable to use the pronoun they instead of he or she. Everyone needs to think about the language they use. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. Thanks. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome. Do you want to watch TV? My favourite programme is on.
I'd love to, but I can't right now. I have to start my essay, don't I?